AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Christmas period, often the busiest time for retailers, both on the high street and online. But one online store that's on a mission to boost its sales is ASOS. In the hopes of bringing back customers, they've introduced an AI stylist to their app. But how exactly does that work and why are they doing it? For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Laura Jordan, image and brand consultant and owner of Style Savvy. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Why are they doing it, first of all?
They're doing it because they're in trouble with their sales. They're down 12% this year, which is a considerable drop. It's looking like they will also have a drop next year. So they're trying to put measures in place to retain customers that they currently have and, more importantly, attract new ones.
Now, tell me about the ASOS offering. At whom is it aimed? What kind of age group? What price point?
ASOS is one of the original online shopping platforms. It stands for As Seen On Screen. It launched in 2000 and has grown since for until the last 4 or 5 years. It was the leader in the marketplace. It was the place you went for an unrivaled and unparalleled selection of product, which you could navigate according to price point, size, fabric, and how much you wanted to spend on an outfit or an individual piece.
So why are they losing ground? I mean, the competitors are...
Competitors are Shein and Temu from China, and they are really taking a huge amount of their customer.
Where are ASOS based?
ASOS are based in the UK in terms of headquarters, but they do ship throughout Europe and they do also have other presence points in the Middle East.
If you bought here from ASOS, would you pay duty?
You wouldn't, no, because it's operated within the Irish jurisdiction as well. So it has its own native markets. But you will have to pay for postage unless you opt for the express option, which comes with their premium service.
And what about Shein and Temu? Do they charge duty when those items come in from China?
No, again, they've been able to navigate that within the cost of their delivery. But the issue with Shein and Temu is it takes 2 to 3 weeks for the pieces to arrive. ASOS are able to deliver pieces with greater speed, but with that comes a higher price point.
Okay, but most people, when they're doing that kind of impulse purchase, they want it now.
Exactly.
So you'd imagine ASOS's model is pretty good if you can deliver in 2 or 3 days versus 2 or 3 weeks.
Absolutely. The thing with ASOS, we tend to see that their customer base are very savvy shoppers. They like shopping, they like browsing, they're happy to spend time on the app, and they're happy to wait for product to arrive if they can get that product at a cheaper price point. So the number of users who are needing a piece now, needing a piece in 2 days' time for a party at the weekend, are shrinking because people are happy to plan in advance if it means their price point is going to be reduced and there's less money coming out of their bank account.
Now, are these effectively disposable clothes? I mean, do these end up really on landfill as soon as they're discarded?
ASOS would be generally considered to have a higher quality point than the likes of Shein and Temu. They also have multi-retailer shopping, so there are other brands who sell their products through ASOS rather than ASOS alone. ASOS also brought in a looks range called their Edition pieces, which are known to have a slightly higher price point. When we look at...
I'm trying to figure out what's gone wrong. Because it seems like the, okay, you get cheapo stuff from Temu and Shein, which may be of good or indifferent quality. But the point is ASOS seem to deliver quickly and they will sell you other people's products of quality and so on and so forth. Why is it failing?
I feel it's failing because the price point is too high for the quality of piece that's been offered. And people who are looking to purchase at a good price point for super trendy pieces. So they're on trend now. They won't be in 3 months' time. Are price sensitive. That is their number one marker. Yes, they like things to arrive on time. Yes, they like personalization. Yes, they like suggested items and loyalty schemes, which we'll go into in a minute. But their number one continuum, their number one thing that they are interested in is price only. And that is why they're happy to move to.
Have they a problem with returns? Because, I mean, this obscene thing, I think, of ordering 7 garments and sending 6 back. Or it's like booking 3 restaurants and only turning up at one.
Yes, that was the largest issue that was identified by the retailer last year. And they put some penalties in place for what we call frequent flyers, people who are returning a lot, purchasing a lot, returning a lot, and aren't keeping X amount of products. So there was penalty fines put in place for those customers who were identified, and they were given warnings in advance of this happening. So it has disincentivized people from ordering high volume pieces. But again, what this comes back to is size issues. There is not standardized dress size. There is not measurements that everyone can know,
why I would never buy shoes online.
Exactly.
I mean, my family do, the females, they are happy to buy online, but I have never bought a pair of shoes online because I can't trust the sizing.
Yes, you'd like to try it and check the fit. And again, shoes, in ironically, are one of the things that are relatively generic in theory in terms of sizing. Body shape issues does really cause issue with our size, you know, how
is
they
it,
are
is it a size 6 or is it a size 8? Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I know that in America, for example, if you buy XL, say in a jacket for me, XL here, XL over there would fit a basketball player, do you know?
Exactly. So there is no standardization even within the UK, Ireland and Europe, never mind with the US or the rest of the world.
Now, talk to me about how they're hoping that this AI stylist will help. First of all, how does it work?
It's an interesting model in that the data set that they have fed, for want of a better word, the AI, is trained on a database of 100,000 curated outfits that in theory have been created by a stylist, but typically have been used with an automated feed, which is how most websites work. You look at one item, you're said, do you know what would go with that? These other three pieces, you can build your outfit. This isn't new in terms of concept. It's just being promoted in terms of the technology element, that the volume of pieces that you are now able to choose from based on your own preferences
so
and searches.
Who curates? I mean, are they stylists like yourself? Is that who kind of gets it together for them?
In theory, at the very outset of this, it would have been a human. As things have moved on, and I don't believe it's gone straight from human to this new AI tool, there has been automated feeds in place for 3 or 4 years. But what we're doing is looking at, again, almost using that Google image search piece of this product would go with this product based on colour, based on fabric, based on silhouette.
But the algorithm, whoever designs the algorithm, I mean, is it learning from, for example, Vogue, you know, seeing what's hot in Vogue or all the other female magazines that I see in the dentist, those kind of things, what colours are in this year, what goes with those trousers, whether, you know, should your jeans be skinny or should they be billowing, as some of them are now, you know, is it doing all of that, reviewing the current trends and the current colours and putting them all together?
Absolutely. So it's looking at what we're seeing in terms of digital publications, because they're the easier data pieces to take and to analyse. They're also looking at the behaviour of each of their customers on the site. And this is what's new. They're putting in a personalization to the AI tool. What are you browsing? What are you landing on? What are you searching further for? What colours are you interested in? And what price point are you shopping at? And showing you options.
Okay, so I decide these are the jeans I want. This is the shirt I want. That's the scarf that goes with that. And the jacket that will keep me warm over that. They'll all be colour coordinated. But then I'm down to size.
There you have it. That is my one issue with this. It doesn't account at all for differing body shapes or for differing body sizes.
I mean, would it take into account that I did buy something from you 2 years ago, I sent it back because it was too small? Now, I know people's body shapes change all the time, particularly with these so-called starvation drugs. But, you know, would they refer to your previous purchases and whether or not you were happy because you didn't send them back?
Yes, most websites now, or most app functions, will have that built in. The likes of Zara have it already. We recommend this size for you based upon the size you've purchased before and what you haven't returned. So that will be brought into this overall tech piece.
By the way,
well,
is there consistency, say with Zara, is there consistency on sizing? If you buy a size 8 in one dress, will it be a size 8 and that fits you? Will size 8 in another dress fit you?
No, this is the biggest issue we have, particularly
why?
Stylists.
Why can't they?
You're asking the question I would love answered. It is an incredible challenge to shoppers, because whatever about the frustration of having to try pieces and return them because they don't work, my concern is the impact it has on our confidence and esteem when a size 8 fits us last week and it doesn't this week. What's wrong? Is it me? No, it's the fact that there is discrepancy in the pattern cutting, there's discrepancy in the fit model or the mechanism through which it is created.
So with all the tech, they can't even standardize this.
Is my issue.
I mean, eventually, Apple and Android, iOS and Android, ended up with the same charging point,
yes,
which is the USB-C. But it took years and years and years. Now, the loyalty program you want to talk about.
ASOS World has come into effect in the summer, and it's really been rolled out further over the last couple of months. What they're doing here is looking at rewarding customers who are frequent users of the app and website as a result with some enhanced access to limited edition pieces, priority in terms of access to what's coming next, what's coming new, what's dropping next week, and the information that fashion editors and journalists would typically get in advance of products launching. They're looking to give that to their customers. Again, what they're looking to do is find a way of retaining the customers they have and be an attractive marketplace for shopping.
Well, some of the texts come in. AI would put me off ordering from ASOS. Shane and Temu are dreadful companies, nothing to aspire to. Another one says, though, the reality with Shane and Temu is that women don't want quality clothes that will last. They're so fashion conscious that they know in advance they'll only wear it once and then discard it. So quality is not an issue. It'll never have to be washed or dry cleaned.
It's a fair point when we look at the rise of social media and its influence and dominance over how we dress. When we take a photo of an outfit and we post it online, we don't want to wear it again because we feel like that's been seen, that's been worn, and I'd like something new and different. So that is a cohort of customer who will be in that market and will have that as their driver when they're purchasing. We're seeing an increase of customers who are looking at the sustainability of products that they're buying and how they're going to work into their wardrobe on a more consistent basis. And this is something that the ASOS AI stylist will not do. It will not take into account the clothes you already have.
Laura, thank you very much for joining us. Laura Jordan is image and brand consultant and owner of Style Savvy.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.